It's a long hike. We left our hotel far behind, climbed to the top of the mountain to get to the temple again for another session with the clerics. We came through the main doors, pulled the doors shut. The clerics weren't there. I asked Jim to go forth, find them, bring them to the main hall. Well, I rekindled the fire that should have been lit. Well, it's dang cold outside, and it's dang cold outside. So, Jim, have you found them yet?
Everything went well, and we are ready to go.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Kapla.
Great, you've returned. Shall we continue the story?
That's what we're here for.
By all means.
All right. We were going into Canto 5, but I wanted to preface that we chose a breaking point because I did want to try and delineate between the supernatural struggle of Kaelas descending into Grethor and returning, and then his battle against Molor. But you will see that the legend does kind of blur that line. It's not an easy line to draw, and there is still a certain amount of a supernatural element that follows throughout this battle. We'll talk about that a little bit more as we go. But John Shi, if you would, please.
Yeah, do you mind if I make a couple of linguistic notes?
Of course.
Before we start?
That's exactly what your job is. I appreciate you doing that.
The titles of these cantos are not old official titles. They've been added just for ease of looking up the cantos. So the title of this canto in Klingon is Kech Kotar. But I want to point out that in the English version, they've translated that into a noun phrase, Kotar's rage. But of course, Klingons are much more interested in an action phrase than a thing phrase. And so the Klingon is actually a full sentence and instead says, Kotar is angry.
Yeah.
So shall I read?
Please.
Kech Kotar. Otar, Kotar, Kotar. Dach Choch Chaka. Dashov. Dach Chai Kash. Veklar Kaputwit Avwit. Du Toj Ta. Rotchom Jubbet. Kotar, Kotar, Kotar. Kem pak kech le te rom moch. Kapu vam chem lau koch chem push. Chut me tik wem ta shandaj kad ta. Tuch be klingan vam jai. Kotar, kotar, kotar. Kem pak kech le te rom moch. Kapu vam chem lau koch chem push. Petak vam ve kop bej. Krit Rachvad yin cher je verojmoch edj oi shik rach kotar 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 kem pakrech le teromoch kapu vam chem lau choch chem push kem pakrech iu bik tik dak maleng edj ur wit vam widje.
Otar's rage. Again, this is a responsorial. So all. Kotar, Kotar, Kotar. Two of your souls are missing. You can sense it. But how can this be? Kotar. Pechlar, guardian of my souls. You have been outwitted by a mere mortal. All. Kotar, Kotar, Kotar. Assemble your Kempachhech, the proudest spirits of Grethor. Kotar. He has broken the ancient rules. He has defied his destiny. Curse this Klingon who has no shame. All. Kotar, Kotar, Kotar. Assemble your Kempachhech, the proudest spirits of Grethor. Kotar. I will bring this Petach to justice and teach him life and death and the slow and painful way. All. Kotar, Kotar, Kotar. Assemble your Kempachhech, the proudest spirits of Gethor. Kotar. Kempachhech, we will travel up the river of blood and bring this traitor down. Now, John Shi, did you want to comment on that term, Kempachhech?
Yeah, the whole chorus that gets repeated. The first time it's a little different, but then it repeats three more times, exactly the same each of those three times, and it's calling on the Krempa. calling on the Krempa Krech, which, if we separated it into two words, it could be literally translated as the angry ancestors. But the term is also used in Klingon specifically to refer to a certain group of spirits that are in Grethor that are sort of the most, the fiercest of the spirits in Grethor. But interestingly, in the Klingon, it says, these spirits are the proudest of all. It doesn't say all of what. It leaves it open to interpretation of all spirits in all time everywhere, or just all the spirits in Grethor. I'm sort of disappointed that the English limits it to just Grethor.
Yeah, and the other thing that I want to point out is that this becomes the continued, you know, spiritual battle that he fights even as he fights the living, and rightly so. There's an imbalance that needs to be brought back. That is basically Kotar's purpose, you know, in the afterlife. And although we probably won't dig too deeply into it as we go through the Pakbak, at a future date, I do want to revisit this concept, because there is another story about, you know, specifically when people talk about what Kalis did with, you know, his sword of honor, the sword of Kalis. Specifically, it is said that he vanquished the Fekiri, and there is a great deal of debate about who the Fekiri were. And there are many, many scholars who tie the Fekiri to these Krempa Krech. You know, whether they were supernatural beings from Grethor who Kalis had to vanquish alongside the physical armies of Molor, or they were, you know, if that's just what legend has made of them. In reality, there was the Fekiri, you know, core, you know, that Molor had in special armor or something. Who knows? These things are not necessarily revealed to us from actual history, but it's open to interpretation, open to speculation. Like I said, we'll talk about that at a later date. So on to Canto 6.
Om Choch Chach. Lord Nit Daj Vav Daj Je Jak Kalish Niteb Perosh Dak Peleng Od Duj Lutraj Kuv Lutraj Je Khoi Mech Klingan Tukme Tija Dach Pechar Choch Dach Molor Yeshuv Choch Tija Molor Lushuv Mech Nuch Me Chaj Shuk Et klob kelish klingan pu chem ka moch mech klingan pu klab ka moch mech bat shuv et klob kelish wuv erlach bok lupok be klingan chach.
Forging the resistance. Kalish tells his brother and father to go their separate ways and travel the lands and tell the Klingon tribes their story of courage and honor. Tell them that now is the time to take up their arms and fight against Molor. And tell them that Kalish asks them to take up their arms and fight against Molor. To make the Klingon people proud and self-sufficient once more and fight with honor. To remind them that they don't need anyone but themselves, for they are Klingon. Every epic where the hero has to take a time away to meditate, to prepare himself, he then has to go and summon his army, build up his arms, prepare for battle. This is that rousing that you see time and time and time again. And you'll notice this is, again, he's brought his brother and his father back and tasks them They are part of this. There was a reason. I didn't just bring you back because I missed you. You are here to help me. Go do this thing.
Right.
Canto 7.
Deb mojpu yer shakshub e ushchabor aumech leng kelesh chud me shal rik rir deb mojpu vav daj yer ej chosh choch lupu e op ben pa ab ngan ej chep lauta yin ka shan daj shach par Rik juch daj e luchen moch pubor vav daj rop du pau kalish krau lu ej chim et tu kalish krau et nid mech daj wech molor ej juch kach daj mech moch ach luj molor vang mo molor chosh raj choch ku kalish Edge shuv kang moch bedge. Shuv chup mech. Shuv chup mech. Shuv chup mech. Rach shuv kang moch chup bolor. Kot nosh dak bok wit me. Nedge mech je leng kalish. Edge chach vad lut ja. Chotch kim moch mut me daj. Rob ar edge val. Yintach et luler mo chach mer.
The barren lands. And Kalis traveled to his beloved Sakshub over the mountain. He finds the lands of his father barren and deserted. It was alive and prosperous once. It was as if the spirit of life had forsaken the earth and no one cared about its fate. Then Kalis arrived at his home. Once built by his father's own hand, and found it destroyed and desolate. Or did not destroy Kalish, but by burning his house or ravaging his lands. Instead, by doing so, Kalish grew mighty and strong, and it fueled his will to fight. To the death, to the death, to the death. It fueled his will to fight to the death. Kalish also went out to search for allies across Klotnosh and told them his tale. All were bemused by his words, wise and full of spirit, and astonished to see him alive. So, a couple things that you see here. You see the conviction of Kalish. And I think this is the sort of thing that every Klingon can relate to. There is anger, there is indignation, and there is a desire to extract revenge. Because for no other reason, honor must be served. And as this story is told to other warriors across the face of Klotnosh, they respond on a very visceral level. Because they all know the suffering that they have endured under Molor. They can certainly sympathize and imagine themselves in that situation and know that it is entirely possible that if something is not done, they will indeed have to deal with a similar fate, and thus rallying the troops. Canto 8.
Shakshubdak cher. Actually, I'll pause here and I want to say something. There's actually two titles that have been given to this at different times and places. And this title, Shakshubdak Cher, means he returns to Shakshub, which actually we already heard in the last canto.
Right.
The other title given is Jak Kalish, which means the Kalis speaks, or maybe to put it in the nouns that the English likes, the words of Kalis or the speech Kalis gives or something like that. So Shakshubdak Cher. Irakshish mash bingdak irur shakshub chim choshlu pubor ach nar dit jul nar je morat kanjit je kud me vo rir chach kach nech wov moch lupe Chach emvo rosh shuvipu mangrom yoch shep vet lat dop dak chat leng tach vish kelesh lutlej klingan pu chem mit nib chotch tuk chotch puk poch lord bet je niteb cha molor chia shuvip rach puj je Char mech yek chach ej chotch veng hom dak chotch veng dak je shuch bor rach kelesh lukhoi wok le yo je arbej rach le yo raj nich luta mo penod jat kelesh nuch me raj tekor wat Yuraj e luar mo nuch me jedj. Choch tuk, choch puk poch, lord be je, niteb ha molor chia, shuv vip rach puj je, char mech yek chach, jat e mevde kelesh, lop chak tur bat cher mo, ej chak tur. Charmo.
Again, this is a responsorial, so it's the lore singer and all. So return to Shakshub, or I actually do prefer the words of Chelesh. So the lore singer. The Shakshub lay empty and desolate under the Praxis moon, but when the sun appeared, so did Morath and Khanjit. Over the hills they came. The sun shone not on them only. Behind them came an army of brave warriors. On the other side of the land, Kalesh traveled the lands with an equal number of proud Klingon. All tribes, all ages, all sexes, united to do battle together against the tyrant Malor, against fear, against weakness. And Kalesh spoke to them in every village and city he went, filled with pride and authority. About avenging their stolen pride, about caring for their weapons, for they present the purity of their blood, all tribes, all ages, all sexes, united to do battle together against the tyrant Malor, against fear and against weakness, lore singer. After Kalesh's words, they celebrate, for they may soon die with honor, for they may soon be victorious. So, we don't get any kind of a, and this is so Klingon, right? We don't get a word-for-word speech from Kalesh. We get a summation of what he taught them. He spoke to them about pride, about how to care for their weapons, you know, why this is important, and giving them a vision for what they're going to do. Because it's about the doing. It's not about the words, at least from a Klingon perspective. Canto 9.
Ong Roj Kotar. Dak Chopcha Dak Pachaj Nejli. Kotar Kempakhech Je. Dung Ko Audi. Kalish Kordu Je. Ka E Nech Bop Bomme. Veklar Vo Narbor Lord. Chut Daj Biv E Nilbor Lord. Dach pondaj shov kotar. Khech ku kotar. Ach lu vuk. Klingan rachmo ej kumo. Kelesh chem delbor lut mevam e. Lut jatach vish chem reube. Ej dat shuch de kotar. Dach chotch shuvipu chem. Rob mech kelish lutlej. Kelish, 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 kelish bop choch e choit bor kotar. Lodge mit daj ver tat de jub betwit yin kat mech cher et bot nish kotar. Kelish choch mech kotar kelish shamnish. Kelish che tlat mech, kam chi veng rosh lit kotar, Pa jubbetwit vam choch et nab. Kam chi hurdak. Shuvwit put dodge rat kalish. Shak shub yijach. Pa chach rom ka rach. Kam chi dak. Shuvwit put krav tu kalish et tool. Ej kalish lutledge.
Otor learns the name. Not far away, Kotor and his Kempakek are in search of their souls. Upon reaching the upper world, no one could speak of anything but the deeds of Khelesh and his kin. Now Kotor has the name of the one who eluded Thechlar and dared to defy his rules. But the stories of Khelesh, proud to be Klingon and fierce, intrigued Kotor despite his rage. The people tell the tales with pride, and everywhere Kotor went, all proud warriors were gone. Gone to battle with Khelesh. 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 All he heard was Khelesh. Still, Kotor cannot let a mortal pass his gates and return alive. Khelesh must be hunted down and killed. Following the trail of Khelesh, Kotor heads for the city of Kamchi, where he plans to kill this mortal. Outside Kamchi, Khelesh tells his warriors to go to Sakhshub. He will meet them there. With the last of the warriors he hopes to find around Kamchi. So, we come to the city of Kamchi, and most Klingons know what happens here. But this is also where Kotor is finding out who his enemy is, or who he is hunting anyway, and where he will find them. So we know he's going to Kamchi. Canto 10.
Kamchi dak ukha beng el de rach au pa rach e au lut daj e shov kelish rach re ej kuv moch kan ra kamchi ku a uk a luvutta iu chik kar je cho jab pu mo katlo wa lesh chak maher vaj malo le yo lut me ju ja pu mo katlo cha puk lord pu we puk bet we je ka an vinech bat shakech kanra puk lord pu ej iv rach nuvam e lukara och pongwe e jupwe beral ku e luang mindulij shoch ralau lau choch ralau push lukara yin luk ko doi rach e datulach be a kelish katlej nesh lur lukara joch kanra le yo lut me shajapu dach nadev jichtach bor mek shaja lukara retwij dak yebatnesh ej lutwij yekoi chokach lau.
The Feast of Kamchi, Lorsinger. Upon entering the city, Khelesh knows his tale has preceded him. He is welcomed by Kanra, patriarch of Kamchi. They have prepared a feast. Kanra, I thank you for the blood wine and gach. We celebrate, for tomorrow we could die. I thank you for your stories of pride. Let me show you my two brave sons and my daughter. I am honored to meet you, son of Kanra. And who is this? Lukara. My name is Lady Lukara, my friend. Your eyes show more bloodthirstiness than I have ever seen. Lukara, leave him be. Can't you see he is tired? Khelesh, my apologies. The Lady Lukara is right, Kanra. I have shared stories of pride with you. Now I will tell you why I am here. Lukara, please sit by me and listen to my tale. You look like you can help me. See where this is going? You see where this is going? Yep. Oh, this is a great story. This is the beginning of a love story. Yes, this is a great epic tale. And right in the middle of it, one of the greatest romances in Klingon history.
It's hard to have a good romance when your blood is cold. When your That's blood is exactly boiling, right. The romance is ready to bloom.
I could not agree more, my friend. Absolutely. And we're getting into it, aren't we? Canto 11.
Hiv molor. Rick lut daj jat kalish. Lat put laut. Il moch pu lutvam. At dak tam choch choch klingan pu. Nom leng hun nom leng ku lut. Vaj molor juch lupau je. Kalish lut me. Rach ridge doubtvam. Lul choch lach pa chach. Kalish choch e wuk je molor. Veng luech mech, kalish luchoch mech, kam chi dak var vat, shuv whippu nech molor, vaj pa shach chach, kam chi loj mit me dak, el chach et lukap, molor chosh raj wok, ludok, el chach et lupok, loj mit vo molor, Ngev vo je, doch chach, kam chi choch neg, rash dak tosh kalish, rel bet puk kard, edge mut me vam ja.
Then Kalis tells his tale, the tale that inspires many before them, and every Klingon in the room falls silent. Stories travel farther than the Kron, thus the stories of Kalis also reach Malor's house. Frightened by this revolution, Molor also decides to kill Kalish. Before the battle can start, Molor sends 500 of his warriors to Kam Chi to raid the town and kill Kalish. So, there they are at Kam Chi's gates, demanding to get in. In the name of Molor, the mighty, demanding to get in, the men of Kam Chi, they all back away from the gates and Molor's men. Kalish climbs onto the table, turns to the people, and spoke these words. Did you want to comment on that translation of Khun?
Just that the humans may not know what a Khun is. Yeah. A Khun is it's a riding animal, similar to like a horse would be on Earth.
You have to understand that at the time that this was told, this was not, a time of hovercrafts and teleportation. This was their form of faster than walking speed.
Yes.
Good. Thank you. I'm not sure how far we're going to go, but I really don't want to stop before we get at least to the next canto. Is that okay with you?
Sounds good.
One more canto then.
Lukara joch. Ham chi shuvwit. Klich vad shuvwit puvam. Videl pu mech pau pu de je mech utledge a hat shutam chu klich chuv whip pu chem borij lu a klich je kan ra puk lord pejat vashvam dak tuk veng je kuv vad her kang bor shuv whip. To bet lu a kam chi rau bet pu bat na ar shuv wit boler bor ach botlej kho shu shuv kho vitlej bej jich khur rom a wikad vaj jeher chur klingan yoch ret dak jeher edge bat jeher yer chaj vo khau. Kam chi ngan pu, ngik nuv luchoch, molor vagvat, molor vagvat, molor vagvat.
The Lady Lukara, Kalish. Warriors of Kam Chi, these are the men I tell you of. They have come for my blood. Will you stand with me and defeat them? Will you? Will you? Why are you all silent? You proud warriors. Are you afraid? Are you, sons of Kash Kanra, Speak up. Is there nobody in this hall prepared to die for the honor of your tribe and city? Lucara, people of Kamchi, the warrior before you carries the essence of honor. Yet you will not join your blades with his? I, for one, will stand with him to face the hordes outside. And if I die, I do so next to a brave Klingon. I will at least die with honor. Lorsinger, the people of Kamchi, they fled their territory and were killed one by one by the 500 of Molor, by the 500 of Molor, by the 500 of Molor. Man, this speech, those two Klingon hearts going all the way back to the beginning of the Pakbat, as we talk about the two Klingon hearts forged, right? Kotar and his bride. Now we see it mirrored again in Kalesh and Lucara. That is just inspiring. The next canto is the Battle of Kamchi, and I think that is actually a great place for us to leave everybody hanging. A cliffhanger, as the humans like to call it.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Battle has begun as the people who are not brave enough begin to flee, but the battle has only barely begun. There's much more to it.
I have a friend who works metal. He's a smith, and he has talked with me about refining of metals and how through the smelting process you purify it and come and build it into something stronger and harder. And of course, last time we were together, we talked about the forging of the batle and how Kalesh did that, you know, using his own hair. But here you see him basically doing the same thing with an army, right? The slag are killed off as they run, but the warriors of honor are the steel that form the spear's head, so to speak. We'll get into that next time.
All right, so summarize now the events that we've been through in chronological order.
Okay, so we've basically looked at the creation of the first Klingons, the creation of the underworld. We have talked about Molor and how he subjugated his people. We talked about Kalesh and his struggle with his brother over petty disputes about inheritance, how Kalesh's brother dishonored the family, got his father killed himself, and how Kalesh had to go into the underworld to bring them back, thereby angering the forces of Grethor that he is going to have to deal with. But Kalesh is on a mission. He is raising his army, he is preparing for battle, and he is going to take the fight to the tyrant to extract his revenge and to restore the honor of the Klingon people, uniting them.
I think it's worth pointing out here, to add to the cliffhanger, that effectively he has two armies,
yes,
closing in on him.
One arguably a spiritual army, and the other a physical army that he's also fighting a spiritual battle with, if you really think about it. Not to beleaguer the point, but yes, you're absolutely right.
And I think you touched, I don't know that you even touched on it, but we're seeing in what we've seen tonight, Kalesh has gone to the underworld and has attempted to redeem his brother and father.
Right.
And we're going to see that redemption play out, mm-hmm, in other Star Trek stories,
mm-hmm,
in particular in Deep Space Nine, when Worf goes to ensure that Jadzia gets into Stovokor.
Yep. This is where that tradition starts. I'm glad you brought that up. I think many Klingons know this story, and they know the tradition, but they don't necessarily put the two together. That's very wise of you.
But that's why we came to the monastery.
Yep. But you should realize that you're not just coming and taking from the monastery. You bring wisdom with you as well. Teachers always learn from their students.
like how to keep this fire going because it's really, really cold in here?
Yes. Yes, that's worthwhile. Of course, we can always go down to the lava pits. Oftentimes people have visions there, but it's definitely warm.
That it would be.
All right. So I'll tell you what, that was another awesome show. John Shi, you added, again, a great deal to our show.
Thank you.
And Kartan, as always, your wisdom is very much appreciated.
I am honored.
And so I think we'll wrap this one up for this time and leave it on the cliffhanger. Ha ha ha. Mm-hmm. And everybody can hang on. Hopefully come back and join us for the next episode.
Ha ha ha.